Perek Vav Seif Yod Dalet. We want to discuss, now want to learn about Lisha B'Shinui, to go and do Lisha with a Shinui. Now, a little introduction. There is a Machlaikos in the Gemara. If, with a thick mixture, is there a shinui in the putting the water, putting the mix, getting the mixture together? Lefi Rebbe, there is no efsharut, there's no way to do a shinui in the putting the mixture together. And according to Rebbe, there is an issa minatoya to go and get the mixture, putting it together. That's according to Rebbe. According to the other Tana in the Mishnah, he holds that one's allowed to go and put the mixture together. The only problem is the mixing it. I mean, there is two stages. The first stage is to putting the substance together. The second stage is to mix it with your hands. The putting the substance together, according to Rebbe, is a problem, minatoya, even though you have mixed it with your hands altogether, only putting the substance together, because it seeps into the solid and a certain amount of mixture comes from them putting them already together and it itself gets mixed up. So according to Rebbe, that's also minatoya already. According to Rebbe, by order, it is only also to mix it. No issa to go and put it together. If one wants to worry about Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and take on like Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, then the Gemara says we've got no shinui, which putting it together would help us. I mean, if we're worried about Rebbe that the putting together is also a problem in Hilchos Lisha, we don't have a shinui which will help us, according to Rebbe. We take on, the strict halacha is, that we worry only about the mixing with one hand, and not putting it together. But, lechatchila, we want to also worry about the putting them together. So if we want to worry about putting them together, like Rebbe, because there is one of the Rishonim who says one takes on like Rebbe, so we want to take on Rebbe Lachatchila, so we won't have a shinui which you're able to do with putting the mixture together. So, Lachatchila we take on, if you've got a thick mixture, one should not do it on Shabbos, because you've got a problem for putting the chomarim together. But, if you got some cases which you get stuck, that we'll see later on what cases we're discussing, then the Rabbanan say you don't have to worry about it. That means, lechatchila we take on, you shouldn't put the substance together on Shabbos. But in a way which is difficult, we'll see cases that the Rabbanan say you're allowed to take on the lenient and don't worry about putting them together. Let's see that now, if you're done it. Also, lochin belila over the Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and prepare a mixture which is thick on Shabbos. Even if you do it with a shinui. Why? Shinui is always allowed. He explains. Because we take on the stringent. Keshita has severed, like the Shita worlds, we're putting the mixture together, putting the water with the flour, the same thing would be the flour with the water, brackets, oil, hachomorim, hamit kablim, or other substance which you're putting together, let's say it's cement or something. Yesh iso toya. Now, shit is ready, but the iso toya, even putting them together without mixing it with your hands. Ule shita zu, according to Rebbe, loy matzinu oifen shashinoi. We don't find any shinui. Sheyates from the sinas hamayim lekemach. We don't have any shinui. So it says in Sifri Dalet that if one wants to take on the shita, like Rebbe, that the issa is putting them together, the substance together, the water with the flour, then we won't have a shinui on Shabbos to help us doing it on Shabbos with a shinui. There's no shinui which will help us if you're going to take on like the shita who says that there's an issa putting it together. And lachatchila, we want to take on this shita. That one should not put together two substances, which will, the end of the store will be with a thick mixture. You shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Tesvov. But like we said, there are cases which Chazal say you can take on the lenient. Don't worry about this shita. Let's see that inside. Om nom bat, yes, nom mikrim. There's some cases. Asher yevor yevu arul lahalon, which we'll discuss later on. Bahem ekiwa poskin, the poskin say you can take on the lenient. Shleilochus l'shita now, not to take on this shita from Rebbe, hasivez, which holds, sheyesh issa toya b'nesina samayim lekemach. That is the issa toya for putting water to the flour, for putting the mixture together without mixing it. Uve mikrim eilu, in these cases, ham nidun shel issa alisha raka gibul, then we only worry about what? The mixing together with your hands. V'lochet, therefore, dai in yasa shinoi, begibul. Therefore, if we're not, these cases, we're not going to worry about the putting them together. In certain cases, Chazal say, the Poskim say you don't have to worry about it. Then, you only have to do a shinui with the mixing with your hands. V'hari zeh mutar af b'blila ova. And it is allowed, even if it is a thick mixture. That means, in cases which the Poskim say, you can take on the lenient and to go and put the mixture together and mix it on Shabbos, even if it comes a thick mixture at the end, then we say you don't have to do a shinui. Only with the mixing. So when you mix it, you do a shinui. But with the putting together, a shinui won't help us. But the Pasuk, even though say, lachatchila, it is better to go still and do a shinui with the putting them together. Omnam kosmua, poskim the poskim say, the gam be mikrimelu, even in these cases, toiv is good. La sot shinui, gam be seide nesines hamayim lekemach. That means, we really hope it doesn't help to go and do a shinui with the putting them together. It doesn't help to do a shinui. So the ikka shinui which we say is supposed to be done is, when you mix it in a shinui, with a shinui. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it is still better, if it is possible, to go and do a shinui with the putting them together. But only toiv, it is better. No chiyuv, it is better. Now, so now he's going to discuss the cases which was allowed to take on the lenient to put together two mixture, even though it is going to come a thick mixture. Aleph, machal shei efshar lachinoi me'erev Shabbos. Food which one can't prepare it on erev Shabbos. Doesn't mean one can't and go bad, but mishum shetamo mitkalkel. The taste will not be the same. A bit spoils the taste. Doesn't have to be bad completely. It's enough that the taste will not be the same. Hitiru lachinoi b'Shabbos. Then the poskim say you're allowed to prepare it on Shabbos al yedei sheyeshane b'gibul. If you do a shinui only with the mixing. V'hetazeh hu af b'blila ova. Even if you're going to come out at the end of the day a thick mixture. Because for that poskim, the poskim did say, like we said before, the toiv, it is good. That's a shinui gam b'seitim v'sinas ha'mashka. It is better to do a shinui also with the changing from when you put in. That means if you normally go and put in the water before the flour, you put in the flour before the water. So what do we say here? Aleph is that if is a food which the taste would not be the same if you prepare it before Shabbos, then one's allowed to prepare it on Shabbos and one should do a shinui with the mixing alone. But better to do also shinui with the putting the substance together. Of course, that means to say, if you can do it on Erev Shabbos, and the food would not be not so fresh, won't disturb, then you should not do it on Shabbos, because we want to take on the stringent that one should not do a thick mixture on Shabbos. Base, another case which we say you're allowed to do it, a thick mixture on Shabbos. Habol lochin isa letzorich machal atinok. Chazanish says that if you want to go and make food for a child, muta lachinoi b'Shabbos alidei shinui b'gibul, and we also allow you to do it. Gimel b'shas habchak, when you get stuck, muta losses maim lekemach alidei nochi, allowed to do with a non-Jew. The kiven shamir lenochi ena su elamidrabonon. Amir enoch and the osim midrabonon and soch lochus bezer. We don't have to worry. That's Rebbe for that shita from Rebbe. V'shuv yochel ayisol amshich legabel b'shinui. What he say? The third case is that you can do it with a non-Jew, since the Rebbe is only we take on lechatzchila like him. If a non-Jew does it, it's not a problem. So we have three cases here, which the poskim say that you're allowed to do a thick mixture on Shabbos, even though you're mixing it together, and you have a problem if you want to hold like Rebbe. But the poskim say you're allowed to take on the lenience. What was the first case? If the food will not have the same taste, it won't be the same freshness if you do it on Shabbos, is that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos? Or if you want to make food for a kid, or if you want to do it with a non-Jew, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos.